The Eden Pure Thunderstorm BOGO offer is on. This offer is for 1 week only and ends at midnight on Sunday. For allergies, pet smells, or any odor you need to get rid of, the Thunderstorm Air Purifier is the answer. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code Howie. That's EdenPureDeals.com, discount code Howie. Shipping is free.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
It's important that LGBTQI plus people are represented in government, in shows, in institutions across the country.
My God, this again?
From books banned to don't say gay laws, MAGA extremists want to roll back the visibility and progress we fought so hard to achieve.
Can I offer you a nice egg in this trying time?
Yeah. Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
For us at every moment in time, and certainly this one, to see the moment in time in which we exist and are present.
Huh? What are you saying?
Keith Olbermann, for good measure, decided to tweet about me.
Oh, brother.
But the record's very clear that I left voluntarily because I wanted to raise my family. Something you don't know anything about. Because no one would marry you.
Burn!
And you have no children. You have a cold, lonely life.
Stop! He's already dead!
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Keith Olbermann has a cold and lonely life? Who would have ever suspected that? 844-500-4242 844-500-4242. And you know, I'm already missing Tucker Carlson, thinking about what he would say about the breaking news of the day, and you know, I'm wondering what he's thinking as he, you know, he's in temporary exile on the west coast of Florida in Boca Grande. Beautiful pictures of him and his wife in the Daily Mail. He looks very happy. He's in a golf cart. Looks like he could be headed for the Villages for happy hour. I'm kidding. But, you know, the people that fired him, the Murdochs, the Wall Street Journal, boy, do they hate Donald Trump. It's really amazing. And this would be a good monologue for him. I mean, you know, I can handle it. But I'm just going to mention it, and it has something to do with Brandon, too. We've had some Brandon cuts here. The Wall Street Journal, in case you haven't figured out, doesn't like Donald Trump. The Wall Street Journal, the New York Post, Fox News, they hate Donald Trump, right? Today, though, I had a little time, didn't have to write a column, so I'm going over to Wall Street Journal, and I read the editorial, the lead editorial. Joe Biden wants Donald Trump to run. Okay, I think I've read that before in the Wall Street Journal. So I turned to the column, Jason Riley. He's a pretty good columnist on the op-ed page. So I look at his column. Joe Biden wants Donald Trump to run. I'm thinking, is there an echo in here? So I turned back to the page before the editorial page. Holman Jenkins has got a column. Donald Trump is the only candidate that Joe Biden wants to run against. I'm thinking to myself, I got a ringing in my ear. I'm reading the same thing over and over and over again. They just always, they keep saying it, you know? I mean, and it, you know, say what you will about Tucker. You know, he worked for the Murdochs, but he would call him out on something like this. The fact that they were so enthralled with, not enthralled, so determined to get Donald Trump out of the race. And, you know, and then you have the people, the Republican senators, and some of whom are named and some of whom were unnamed. And you have everybody on at the Pentagon who are all unnamed saying they're very happy that Tucker Carlson is gone, because it's going to be a lot easier to sell the Ukrainian war to the American people. Now that seldom will be heard a discouraging word about, you know, sending hundreds of billions of dollars over to the most corrupt regime in Europe that is shutting down churches and jailing priests and nuns. And nobody ever talked about that other than Tucker, did they? And there is, and by the way, the New York Post, for those of you who don't get the paper, don't see the paper, they still have the Ukrainian flag at the top of the front page next to the masthead every morning for the last year since the war started. The Ukrainian flag in full color, you know, blue and gold on the front page. 844-500-4242. But there is some truth to what they say about Biden wanting Trump to be the Republican candidate. And if they can make it about Trump, they may be able to win. If it's about Biden, they lose. They lose. I don't think they can steal enough votes. Some of you are going to disagree, and you're going to say, oh, they're going to steal it, whatever they need. But, you know, sometimes there's such a big landslide that you can't steal. That's what Chris Christie said about his first election as governor in New Jersey. We have to win by enough that they can't steal it. That's what you have to do. But they figure that if Trump is the nominee, they'll just put him in the basement again. They'll put Biden back in the basement. They'll gin up another COVID panic and try to shut everything down, demand more mail-in ballots, and they'll be able to pull it out. And I don't know if you've seen the video that they released yesterday, but it starts out with January 6th. Like, it's not like a candidate who's proud of his record standing at the gas station. I did this, you know, he's not saying that or we are standing next to an oil well. We have energy independence in the U.S. Talking about a hospital being, nobody's in the hospital because, you know, they've stopped the COVID epidemic. There's none of that stuff. It's all attacking Trump. It starts with attacking Trump. That's what it's all about. And today, Brandon was out there again today, and his whole thing was ripping Trump again. That's all it was. Cut five.
I may not be the only one, but I know him well, and I know the danger he presents to our democracy, and we've been down this road before.
We've been down a road. With Joe, we're off the road. We're over a cliff. We're plunging into the abyss. So listen to this. Now, again, this is projection. Everything Democrats have done since Trump came down the elevator has been projection. Whatever they accuse Trump, whatever they accuse Republicans, whatever they accuse you and me of doing, they're doing themselves. So this is Brandon on the damage that Trump supposedly called. Cut nine.
Look, you know, think about what I inherited when I got elected. I inherited a nation in overwhelming debt at the time, number one, in the hole for the 4 years that he was
overwhelming
president.
Overwhelming debt.
I inherited a nation that had a serious loss of credibility around the world as America first. And, you know, the first meeting I attended the G7, I said, America's back. And one of the world leaders looked and said, for how long? For how long? There's a great concern about the United States being able to lead the free world. And we're doing that again.
Is he serious? I mean, I know he's senile, and I know he doesn't know what he's saying, but are we supposed to believe that? America is back? And he said we had all this debt. What is the debt now? The debt is greater than it's ever been. It's close to $32 trillion. And he's done nothing but amp it up since he got in. And he's got no plans to do anything but continue amping it up. And he's shipping billions, hundreds of billions of dollars to Ukraine. And apparently huge amounts of it, according to Seymour Hersh, who used to be a liberal icon when he was reporting for the New York Times, and before that as a freelancer reporting on the My Lai massacre in Vietnam. According to Seymour Hersh, even Brandon's officials have gone to Zelensky and say, hey, pal, you're stealing too much money. You know, you're only supposed to skim, you know, a certain percentage off the top. Go look at the big guy, 10%. You're taking more than that. You're grabbing. Pigs get fat, hogs get slaughtered. Applies in Kiev, just like in just like in Boston or Albany or Chicago. 844-500-4242. It's just astonishing. But they, you know, I think, do you think they want Trump? You know, I think they can beat Trump again. They thought they were rooting for Trump in 2016, though, too. I mean, there's two sides to this thing. You could say that, yeah, he's extremely unpopular, and he is. Consider, but is he as unpopular as Joe Biden? That NBC poll yesterday was very interesting to me. That said, 70% of the people don't want to see a rematch. They don't want to see anybody running. They don't want to see either of these guys running. But I think there were 26% of the people want Biden to seek another term. 26%, 35% want Trump to seek a new term. So, you know, who's the most unpopular? But I think they are right. The Wall Street Journal and other people that are writing this is they want to make Trump the issue. That's the only issue they've got. They just want to say it's bad now, but it can get worse. That's the only thing they've got. Can you imagine though? He can't debate anybody. There's no way he could debate anybody. And she's just getting worse and worse, Kamala Harris. They tried to put her out in the announcement, the paid spot, which was claiming to be an announcement. It was a social media campaign ad. They claimed that she was a part of the administration, but she's as far gone as ever. We've got her cuts too as well. 844-500-4242. We'll take your calls here. Do you think the Democrats want Trump to run, or if Trump were to go away, do you think they asked the reporters asked that today of Brandon, if Trump weren't running, would you be running? The question is, he's not, you know, running. It's who's running him. You know, would the people that run you, Joe, be running you if Trump wasn't around? That's a question.
I'm not the president.
Yeah, I know. We know that. We know it very well. I don't know if you know it, but we know it. Under President Joe Biden's volatile economy, and that's putting it mildly, we are at the cusp of an economic meltdown. The recent Silicon Valley bank failure sparked a deadly domino effect, and now nearly 200 banks across the country are teetering at the edge of collapse. Nobody's money is safe. Many depositors aren't insured by the FDIC and may lose access to their money completely. Wealthy Americans are withdrawing their cash fast and turning it into gold. The United States hasn't seen a potential chain of bank failures this catastrophic since the Great Recession. It's time to protect your money today before your retirement disappears. Call Monetary Gold to receive our free protection guide at 800-267-6500. Learn how Americans are shielding their wealth from the bank collapses by diversifying in gold. Call now because tomorrow may be too late. Call Monetary Gold. 800-267-6500. That's 800-267-6500. I'm Howie Carr.
You've got it. From what I've heard here, yeah, you've got it. And you're stuck with it. And I don't care if you wanted to get rid of it. You could. It's always going to be there.
He's Howie Carr.
This whole country is run on epidemics. Where you been?
Epidemics, a big business price fixing, crooked TV shows, income tax finagling, souped up expense accounts. How many honest men you know?
The Howie Carr Show is back.
844-500-4242. This spring, I'm spending less time in the kitchen thanks to HelloFresh. HelloFresh delivers pre-portioned, farm-fresh ingredients and foolproof recipes right to my door, making it easy to just get cooking and cut down on food waste. Use code Howie50 at HelloFresh.com/Howie50 to get 50% off, plus your first box ships free. Taylor, what is the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarrShow.com, is what's your stance on cable TV? never had it, have it, and don't have plans to drop it, would like to cut it but would lose other services or favorite channels, cut it and am glad I did, or planning to cut it now that Tucker is gone?
Planning to cut it now that Tucker is gone. And I know I've said that before, but this was the final straw. I don't really need it. And I think I can get the football games with, through various streaming services.
7% say they're planning to cut it now that Tucker is gone. 11% say they have it and don't have plans to drop it. 28% say they cut it already and they're glad they did.
28%, wow.
Yep. 49% say they would like to cut it but would lose other services or favorite channels.
All right. 844-500-4242. I think as time goes on, that 49% will shrink. I mean, not in the poll today, but I think people will just eventually figure out other ways to deal with it. 844-500-4242. Someone just asked for a cut from Brandon today about his age, and it is a pretty it is a pretty revealing cut. Cut 10.
But there's more to do, and with regard to age, I can't even say. I guess how old I am, I can't even say the number. It doesn't register with me.
There's a lot of stuff that doesn't register with him.
80, E-I-G-H-Y, 80.
As they used to say of a professional basketball player, he doesn't know the meaning of the word fear. Of course, he doesn't know the meaning of a lot of other words either. 844, that's what we have with Brandon. It doesn't register with him, but again, what does register with him? 844-500-4242. Margaret, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Margaret.
Hi, Howie. I just wanted a quick question. Did you go to the Easter buffet at Mar-a-Lago?
No.
Oh, okay. That's one on my bucket list. I want to go down there and have lunch down there with Donald.
I'm having dinner down there tonight. As a matter of fact, I'm taking a slide. This will be my last evening at Mar-a-Lago for the season.
It's the only choice for somebody like me.
The buffet, Margaret. You want the Wednesday night buffet and try the lobster.
Oh, I love lobster.
Oh, this is the best. This is the best. The veal loin is pretty good too.
Howie,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
If say this is October 2025, and God forbid Biden won, and something happened, you can't be the president, then Dum Dum would have to step up, right? But if McCarthy is in Speaker of the House, he would become the vice president, but he's a Republican. What would happen then?
Well, I mean, he would be the next one in line, and if they didn't let Congress select the new vice president, with the president would appoint, it has to be approved by Congress. And if something happened to Kamala or she couldn't serve, then McCarthy would become the president. But you have to remember, I mean, they've only got a 5-vote margin in the House of Representatives. You could end up with Hakeem Jeffries as the speaker in 2025. I mean, it's a terrible thought, but you know, this radical Marxist who's written these terrible screeds against. Well, Jews. His uncle hated Jews, Leonard Jeffries, and he defended his uncle when they tried to bring him to the state school that Hakeem was attending as an undergraduate in Binghamton, New York. I mean, I don't know. I can't see McCarthy ever becoming president under any circumstances, but it's just not going to play out. Thanks for the call, though, Margaret. Peter, you're next with Howie Carr. Quickly, Peter.
Hey, Howie, thanks for taking my call. And with Tucker out now, I think it's more important to have folks like yourself out there representing us. So thanks for everything you do. You had talked about the Wall Street Journal article about the Pentagon happy that Tucker is off the air. And I can't believe that they're actually coming out with an opinion on it, because it just goes to show you their impotence in really affecting the public opinion.
Yeah, it's the deep state. I mean, that's what it basically boils down to. Democrats, corporate media, the Pentagon, the intelligence community, the rhinos. The deep state is in ecstasy over the departure of Tucker Carlson, however temporarily. I'm Howie Carr. Let's face it, prices are up, bank accounts are down. We are officially entering a dupe session. Most products do the same thing but are priced differently based solely on the brand name, so a good duplicate or dupe is crucial, like Raycon wireless earbuds. Raycon's mission is to prove you don't have to pay an arm and a leg for quality sound. In fact, you can get a pair of Raycons and a spare and still pay less than you would with some of these other big-name tech brands out there. You also get essential smart tech listening features like noise isolation, water resistance, and 3 customizable sound profiles. In this economy, every purchase needs to be perfect, so Raycon offers buy now, pay later options, free domestic shipping, and an easy and free return guarantee. It's no wonder they have over 50,000 five-star reviews. Right now, get an additional 15% off your order at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie. buyraycon.com/Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. 774 says at Mar-a-Lago, Chris Christie says, got to try the meatloaf. But it's buffet night. They don't have meatloaf on buffet night.
Oh, Mar-a-Lago!
Look at that nice picture of it up on the Newsmax screen there. It's a beautiful place. If I could get up, I could show you exactly where I'm going to be sitting. It's going to be stormy tonight, so we'll be inside a little bit. But
you're giving John Kerry a run for his money right now with this talk. It's going to be a little stormy tonight, so I'll be inside. They don't have meatloaf on Wednesdays.
I'm just telling people this. Soon, Grace, next Wednesday, I will be back with you in the studio, and I hope Al Magaucha Steakhouse will be delivering some delicious Brazilian
steak. I think they're coming in Tuesday.
Tuesday? Oh, that's even better.
So Wednesday you'll be eating leftovers.
Right. So I'll be eating some leftover potato salad and cheesy bread and the Brazilian sausages.
Do you think you're going to, are you going to give some of this to Roscoe, or are you going to ease him into this new eating lifestyle?
The mailroom manager says he's not getting any of Al Magaucha food, but I say he is.
Is Roscoe going to be?
She goes to bed early.
Is Roscoe
and I will be up.
Is Roscoe going to end up being like an office dog?
We thought he was going to be an office dog, but now they've banned him. I may have to.
What?
You know, he's my service. He's a service. He's my service dog.
Wait, what happened?
They sent the mailroom manager a message today, and they said that the other tenants might complain because there's another poodle doodle or whatever they call
golden
it,
doodle.
Golden doodle in the building
on the first floor, yeah.
And some people complain about it, so somehow Roscoe is being likened to this mutt.
I don't think it helped that you announced it on the air that you were going to bring him into the building. You know what they say about golden doodles, Howie? Forget this. The New York Post one time ran a cover, and I think it was the Golden Doodle, and it was about the guy who invented the breed.
Yes. Oh, he regretted it.
Oh, he
yes,
said he
I
created. He said I created Frankenstein, which
it
I
just
guess
looked like jerks.
Wouldn't make sense, but
yes, and the thing is that they created a whole chain of these kind of crossbreeds that, you know, who needs them?
Crossbreeds.
How I learned to hate the word.
Okay,
crossbreeds.
Okay. Here's some news for you.
They got
Howie.
My pug banned.
Asa Hutchinson.
Oh, be still my heart.
Is running for president.
Oh, this'll open everything up, won't it?
You know, I was
Faith and Freedom Coalition. There he is. He's oh boy. Look at that. Look at that vim and vigor that he has. What is he, about 92?
You know what? I was talking to Caroline Levitt a few months ago, and I didn't bring up Asa with her today, but a few months ago I was talking to her, and I was talking about somebody, and I said, do you think this person really thinks they could be president? And she said, Corey Lewandowski at one point told her that all politicians wake up in the morning, look in the mirror, and see a future president. And every time somebody enters the ring now, I think of that in my mind, that you have to really believe that there's a shot that you're going to win. even if all of us look at it and go, why would he ever think there's a chance?
Well, you know, the thing is, Asa Hutchinson was elected governor a couple of times. He probably had a couple other jobs, too, in politics that we don't know about. But, I mean, he has a better chance than Larry Elder, who I liked, and I sent him some money when he was running for governor of California. But what makes Larry Elder think that if he can't get elected governor of California, he can get elected president of the United States?
Yeah, it doesn't really make sense.
I guess you could, you could make that same statement about Richard Nixon in 1967 before he started running, though, come to think of it.
Well, Asa Hutchinson pledges his devotion to Ukraine in his 2024 presidential campaign announcement.
Well, the Wall Street Journal is going to endorse him and the New York Post, I guess.
Well, you know, since we're talking about how old he is, I did want to mention this story, Howie, about how Biden once attacked a 63-year-old rival for being too old.
Yes. Yeah, that story's been out there for a while. Caleb Boggs was the guy's name.
Yeah, he said he's lost that old twinkle in his eye he used to have. I thought it'd been out there for a while because I remembered hearing about this, so I don't know why it's reemerged, maybe just because now he's having to answer questions about his own age, which, as you played in the first segment, he hasn't wrapped his head around yet. But I like these quotes. He actually, his campaign at the time, slammed Boggs for being dear old dad. He was 63.
Now he could be dear old dad's dad.
You know what they call you in the Democrat caucus? Actually, the Republican caucus, too, in Congress, if you're 63, they call you the kid.
Yeah. I was thinking about that, Howie. I'm like, 63 now for either party is like, wow, you're the young whippersnapper. You've got twinkles pouring out of your eyeballs.
God, it's pitiful. I mean, I'm sure someone else would have stepped in, but when you look back and you think this tiny state of Delaware elected Joe Biden by an extremely narrow margin in 1972. At least we would have been spared the nightmare of Brandon if the voters in Delaware had done the right thing.
Yeah, yeah. It's like the butterfly effect. Grace's News is brought to you by Toyota of Portsmouth, where I bought my RAV4, leased it. I love the staff. You get a buying experience that is easy, personalized, and moves at your own pace. Car buying the way you want it to be, toyotaofportsmouth.com. I'm only reading this story, Howie, because I've noticed that you mention this woman every once in a while, and that would be convicted Theranos fraudster Elizabeth Holmes. You like to mention her because you say that she thought by getting pregnant that she might be able to get a pass on going to jail for being a fraudster. It didn't work out.
Two kids. She's had two kids since she got jammed up.
Well, she did just get an 11th-hour reprieve from having to report to prison on Thursday.
What did I tell you?
The proof is in the pudding is in the eating.
Well, I got an even more absurd one than that from Boston. Did you see the one about the Harvard professor?
No.
You remember this guy, Charles Lieber? He was the chairman of the chemistry department. I think he's the one who grew giant cucumbers or something like that in Lexington. This guy, he was convicted on four tax offense charges, two counts of making false statements to the feds. He went to a jury trial, and he was basically working for the Chinese government, the Chinese Communist government. And they were investigating his relationship to Wuhan University of Technology and involvement in the Thousand Talents program. That's just the ship, you know, probably. Chinese students, some might call them spies to the United States. He's convicted of four tax offense charges, income tax evasion and lying to federal agents. Do you care to guess what he got today in his sentence, Grace? You want to take a guess? He was sentenced today.
He was
a full professor at Harvard, and he was sentenced by a judge who graduated from Harvard in 1953.
Very nice. Did he get community service?
Probation?
All of the above. He was sentenced to one day in prison, which he had already served following his arrest, as well as a half year of house arrest. house arrest in Lexington. Does that mean he can't go out in the garden and grow his giant cucumbers or his giant watermelons, whatever the hell he was growing? He used to win prizes in agricultural exhibits.
Well, I'm sure the ankle bracelet when you're trying to garden probably does affect, you know, getting up and down.
Well, wait, I've got another update here. Lieber's attorneys, his attorney was Mark Mukasey, who's the son of the former Mike Mukasey, the former AG under Bush. Lieber's attorney asked the court for a non-custodial sentence. That means a slap on the wrist, citing his battle with advanced non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Would you care to guess what the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, what status it is right now in his body?
What?
Starts with an R. Remission. He got a diagnosis from doctors DeMacy and Connolly. So in other words, he's dying, but he's not really dying. So he gets to go home. He takes payoffs from the Chinese, doesn't report the income taxes, and he gets a slap on the wrist. It's great to be a Harvard guy, isn't it? It's great to be a Democrat.
Well, Howie, can I fit one more story in here? I know you don't like
Yes.
to talk about the coronation because you don't have any interest in the royals.
I don't.
But I think that your interest in food might allow for an exception here.
Yes.
King Charles's life-size bust made of chocolate unveiled
Crikey.
Ahead of coronation.
What?
A chocolate-making company in the London suburb has created a life-size bust of King Charles III made from nearly 4 gallons of melted chocolate.
Chocolate, 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 chocolate.
The edible artwork bears a striking resemblance. I showed it to the crew here at the Howie Carr Radio Network. Howie, you got to look it up. The artist involved here, or the artist, the chocolatiers, because there's probably a ton of them, what a job they've done. They didn't miss a wrinkle.
I assume it's hollow to be totally lifelike. There's got to be nothing between the ears.
It's measuring at 63 inches in height. It took a team of chocolatiers and model makers.
63 inches in height?
Yeah. And you know how many different brands of chocolate it used?
You mean it's taller than Mike Dukakis or Billy Bulger.
It took 2,875 different types of chocolates.
I didn't know there were that many. There are more chocolates than there are palm trees, I guess.
Additional miniature candy bars of Snickers, Mars, Twix, Milky Ways, and Bounty were used to craft the king's medals and decorative rope adorning the sweet masterpiece. It weighs
it's
a
not
total...
just his head, it's his whole body.
No, it's a bust, yeah. Well, it's not his whole body, but it gets a little bit of the shoulder action. It weighs 51 pounds. You got to check it out. Have Jerry pull it up for you. You know, if I were him, though, I would say to the chocolatiers, you don't have to put all the crow's feet around my eyes, like in the chocolate. You know what I mean? You can shave off 10 years.
What did Camilla, the Duchess of Rothermere's, say?
I don't know.
That's a joke. See, Rothermere's cigarettes, she smokes a lot. That's a private eye joke.
Oh, gotcha.
Sorry, I went over your head, Grace.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
That's okay. A lot of things do.
It's
that's
a British
me,
thing.
Howie.
That went over
all
mine,
right,
too. Don't feel bad, Grace.
I'm bringing home some private eyes for you guys to read. It's a great publication. All right, 844-500-4242. Spend more time in the sunshine and less time in the kitchen with HelloFresh. HelloFresh delivers everything you need to savor the spring season. Tired of the same old? HelloFresh keeps your taste buds on their toes with 40 recipes and over 100 seasonal and convenience items to choose from each week. HelloFresh is not just for dinner. In fact, HelloFresh has you covered for every mealtime occasion, from snacks and easy lunches to seasonal celebrations and festive gatherings. Getting HelloFresh cuts down on your food waste by at least 23% compared to grocery shopping, which is good for your wallet and the planet. Patrice said that HelloFresh dinner tonight, she's from Arlington, she's been a customer for 2 years. HelloFresh dinner tonight is down-home steak and tomatoes. Scallops and bacon coming in a box tomorrow. Scallops and bacon. And it's great, it's just really a great food service, and it'll save you money and save you a lot of hassles and give you a lot more time to spend in your garden working on your plants that you're trying to enter in the agricultural exhibitions against Professor Lieber.
Boy, Patrice has gotten really courageous with her meal choices. She was afraid to cook some stuff when she first started, but now she's up to scallops, which can be tricky if you don't know what you're doing.
She's tried trout. I mean, trout is really tricky. And she,
right.
And you know, it came through perfectly. And she uses curry recipes now, you know. And again, she doesn't get stuck with a whole jar of curry because they just give you a little packet that's just enough.
Yep. Both Howie and I have used HelloFresh before. It tells you exactly what to do, how long to cook it for, what heat. I mean, it takes you step by step throughout the entire. I mean, you'd be hard pressed to mess it up. It's very easy to follow.
It is, absolutely. And you can just save the recipe if you like it and just, you know, make it again with ingredients at your own supermarket. But you want to go with HelloFresh. Check it out. Sign up today for 50% off plus your first box ships free with code Howie50 at HelloFresh.com/Howie50. That's code Howie50 at HelloFresh.com/Howie50. HelloFresh.com/Howie50. Code Howie50. I'm Howie Carr.
Chocolate.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network. Need a shoulder to cry on?
Do not implore him for compassion. Do not beg him for forgiveness. Do not ask him for mercy.
We'll take it somewhere else, Cupcake. The Emperor of Hate, Howie Carr, is back.
So Mary Bruce, I don't know who the hell she is. She's from ABC News, though. She asked Brandon a question today about what he'd be doing if
that's, well, ABC Mary.
Oh, ABC Mary. Oh, I forgot ABC Mary. Okay. Again, I'm not only giving up TV. I'm not only giving up cable TV. I'm giving up TV, period. I'm just going to watch everything. I'm going to watch the Newsmax stream, and I'm going to watch everything on my phone or my computer from now on. So I'm not going to know ABC Mary. Cut 12.
To be clear, though, you just said I know him well. Did Donald Trump's decision to run affect yours? Would you be running if he wasn't?
Yeah, I think I still would be running if he wasn't. I do know him well. He's not hard to know, as you know. You know him well, too.
The theme of yesterday's announcement was finish the job, right? Finish the job. So he gets it right once. Cut 8.
And the reason I'm running again is there's a job to finish.
A job to finish. Okay. Can we have that again, Mr. President? Cut 13.
Look, there's more to finish the job. We have an opportunity to put ourselves in a position where we are economically and politically secure for a long time.
There's more to finish the job. He wants us to be secure. Do you feel more or less secure than you did before Brandon was installed as President of the United States? Frank, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Frank.
Hi, Howie. I hope I'm wrong, but I believe Trump is going to win the primary and then lose the general, because there's so many people in this country that depend on the federal government for their living. It's taken the Democrats or communists 50 years to get this into place, but I'm afraid that's where we're at.
That's kind of what Mitt Romney said back in 2012. Remember that? He said it's hard to win when 47% of the people are on welfare. And it was an imprecise statement because he was referring to people on pensions like Social Security, which is different than welfare. But, you know, how many people, you're right, Frank. I mean, how many people are now relying on the government, especially after the COVID panic of 20 to 23? I mean, it's just unimaginable how many people have gotten addicted to government welfare. And I think an even bigger problem is just the fact that they've instilled this hatred into Trump. of Trump into people. And now you've got this ridiculous rape trial going on in New York City. This woman who is older than Donald Trump is accusing Donald Trump of raping her in a department store dressing room in New York in 1996. And she never screamed. There were no witnesses. But they're allowing the case to go forward in civil case. It's a federal civil case. They're just trying to dust him up for the 2024 election. I'm Howie Carr.